with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Hello, hello, welcome along, it's Breakfast Ruled.
How you doing?
Una's been singing a song all morning today.
Sweaty Betty gonna wipe it down, Sweaty Betty gonna wipe it down, Sweaty Betty, Sweaty Betty. I was singing that and also, oh, the lovely toes of Clonus, you're the sweetest toes I know.
So if you're still with us, you're gonna hear more of that on the show today. Oh my God.
Oh, that was fun.
Una's bangers.
Oh, I love the toes of girls.
Stop. Absolute looter. What's going on?
What is going on?
It was matches at the weekend. There was a split jersey.
There was a split jersey. So the twins were up in Newbridge for the Kerry-Kildare match. And their dad is from Kildare and obviously I'm from Kerry. So Jamie,
obviously,
on the kingdom. So Jamie got a half and half our jersey. So it was half Kerry, half Kildare.
Like split down the front split or down the back front. And front?
Back and front.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can get them made up. So it was Kildare and Kerry. So I made him kiss the Kerry crest and I told him, you're shouting for Kerry.
And who won?
Kerry, obviously. but his dad put him in like white socks, white shorts, and he put Sadie in a white dress. So why did you do that? That's not fair. Like, but anyway, Jamie was shouting for Kerry in the middle of a load of Kildare supporters. Oh, go on. So yeah, be a great time.
Very good.
And part of the winning team. Sorry, Kildare.
And Sadie was not a happy bunny either.
No, because there was a lot of walking. So she was crying because she didn't want to do any more walking. She wanted to sit down. I was like, oh my God, you are so me. Oh, unbelievable. Yeah. And they didn't get a seat. So she started crying when they didn't get a seat. That's like me when I go into a pub. If I don't get a seat, I'll start crying and walk out and find another pub.
That's why you like to get in there early.
Oh yeah.
Doors it's, open. Here we go.
It's very important to have a seat in a pub. Like, yeah. There's nothing more uncomfortable than standing.
I don't mind because I get so sleepy. So it's like, I like to stand, so I'm just still got the vibe going. The
really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. So, and to be fair, she was wearing sandals. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, not very comfortable footwear.
You should have dressed your child for the occasion.
Well, I wasn't there, so I would blame the dad.
All right.
Yeah, white sandals and a white dress for the lilies. If I was there, she would have been all out in green and gold. Let me tell you. Hell yeah.
All right. Okay.
So, obviously, they're now supporting Kerry for the rest of the All-Ireland.
Obviously.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. We kicked off the show with Now That's What I Call Una's
Tunes.
Somebody has gotten a notion into their head, Una, which I think you're going to be very delighted about this.
Go on.
We played your latest GA song, which Shakira's put a cease and desist on.
The song is basically because like we're not in the World Cup. It's like who cares? Because we've got the GAA. Sam McGuire.
If you fall, get up.
You know. Banger. It's a banger.
Yeah, well, this just came in.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I have just had the best brainwave.
Okay.
For a Monday morning. Okay, it mightn't be the best, but it is a brainwave.
We'll listen.
With all the songs that Una has created over the last while, mm-hmm. which is a couple of years.
Yeah, it's quite a lot of songs in there.
She should do a CD and release it. And give the money to charity or something. There you go. There's my brainwave.
There you go, Una.
Oh my God, that is the best idea I've ever heard in my life.
Do you reckon?
Oh yes, I could have. It'd be called Una's Tunes. Now that's what I call tunes. Now that's what I call Una's Tunes.
Now that's what I call Una's Tunes.
Yeah.
Stand by me.
Featuring Butchered Songs.
Sunny Gold.
Oh, no.
We're gonna win the ball.
Like this.
Red Collini. Have no time for misogyny.
Woo!
I'm a proud Red Collini. I stay up yours to the patriarchy.
And like this.
Come on, Ireland.
Hey.
Come on, Ireland. Come on, Ireland. We can get the win.
And who could ever forget this?
Please take your socks off, wife. And point your pinky at me. Your toes bring me so much joy. The sexiest clonest tootsie.
And the latest one to get her done for copyright infringement.
World Cup, my arse, it's a farce. We've got the GAA. Sam McGuire McCarthy. Sam McGuire McCarthy. Sam McGuire McCarthy. We've got the GAA.
So Una's going to be selling them out of the boot of her car.
And wherever she lands her car at, you won't miss it. It's the one that's parked crooked in car parks.
We can have a big night. We can just celebrate, like, have a big party. And I give away the free CDs then to everyone who came.
Producer Donald, do we have time and the budget to do a big night for Una songs?
Well, he's going to say no, but I'm going to take it to the top. I'm going to the big boss. Hey.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think he'll say yes.
I do think he'll say yes.
Like, how big? How much to the top are you going?
Well, like our boss. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, and like, two doors down, like.
Yeah. And I'm going to be like, this needs to happen. He's going to be like, you're right. It does need to happen. It's going to be a big deal.
I think we have the budget to make them. I just don't think we have budget for the court cases. Of,
Wife, and point your pinky at me.
Come on, everyone.
Your toes bring me so much joy. The sexiest clonest to see.
Wow, everybody. Oh,
I love the toes of girls.
Do you know what, Una?
That's a bagger.
It is, yeah.
Just before we go ahead now, what Survey Says, I would just like to bring to your attention that we have had a huge reaction from my songs.
We've had one message.
We've had two. And they buy my CD and that it needs to happen. So, yeah, okay, let's make it happen. Okay, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Yeah. If anybody's a good lawyer who can get all the clearance of all the songs that you've done cover versions of.
They're not going to be bothered about that.
They will.
Believe you me, they will.
It's only a bit of crack.
Producer Donald, what are we asking this morning, please?
27% of adults admit they've done this while staying in a hotel. What is it?
Toss the key.
Oh, that's got to be higher than 27%.
Do you reckon?
Always lose the key, yeah. Leave it somewhere, put it down.
Like, when you go into a hotel room, what do you do with the room key? What's the first thing you do? I put it in the same place where every time.
You have to stick it in the yoke to make the lights come on.
But you know the way you've got a second one usually?
Yeah.
Right.
You just, I always plonk it behind it, like, sideways.
Okay. Is that a little tip or something?
Yeah.
Why?
Jesus.
Do you ever leave the room and you walk out with the key left in the room?
No.
That's what I do that quite a lot.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Is it clean something in the kettle?
All right. Hang on. Dying.
Sorry. Yeah. Do you ever see those videos of people who go into hotels
washing their socks?
Wash their socks and their jocks in the kettle.
Oh, yeah. That's disgusting. No, it's not the answer. No.
Oh.
I'm afraid.
Make pot noodle in the kettle.
After someone's cleaned the socks and jocks. Yeah.
No.
No.
Some hotels do have the pot noodles in the vending machines.
They do?
They do, yeah. They do. Oh, handy. Yeah. When you're hungry.
Jeez, look at you, the hotels that you're staying in, they got vending machines.
All right. It's not the answer.
Okay.
No,
All right. We need some guesses. 087-110-2107. Producer Donald, I don't even know if it matters if you asked a question or not, because Una's shoehorned this about trying to get a charity album off the ground because of one person suggesting
it. Yeah, so it wasn't me suggesting, it was Karen in Sligo, and other people are getting on board saying that they'd buy the CD, and it's a really good idea. God, you're just jealous you don't have your own tunes. Oh, you do. Sorry.
Thanks very much.
Quite successful ones as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
How you doing? Stop the world reaching a million plays on Spotify. Thanks very much.
There you go.
How are you doing?
Toot your own horn there, buddy.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, why isn't my horn working? Don't.
Okay.
Don't.
I won't.
Yeah, I just had to press it in the right place.
Morning, Radio. Tommy here in Roscommon. I think today's answer to the quiz is check to see is there a bat.
Is it to check to see if there's a bat?
Oh, 27% of adults admit they've done this whilst in the hotel room. It's not check to see if there's a bat.
Do you check to see if there's a bat?
You can.
There usually is a bat, though, isn't there?
No.
No,
not all the time. No. Just the shower sometimes.
It's very rare these days.
Is it?
Yeah.
So it's more of a luxury now. It'd be on the description of the room.
Is it really more of a luxury to have a bath?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Mm. Mm. Do you ever go in and you don't expect a bath and then the bath has got holes around the side of it? You're like, what the hell does this do? And it's a little jacuzzi. It's a thermal bath.
God, what kind of hotels are you staying in?
Same ones as you.
Pricey.
Same, you stayed in the ones before that I've stayed in.
And they have those in
the
room?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
I missed that.
In your face, Una. You're trying to be all kind of like, oh, you've got notions. is it the bath?
It's not the bath, though.
But more importantly today, I think Una needs to be calling that CD I Ain't Buying No Frost Shield. I think that would suit her down to the ground. I'd definitely buy that CD.
There you go.
Well, Tommy!
This is Una's album of all the songs that she's done over the years, because somebody suggested you should release an album.
And I ain't buying no frost shield is because I refuse to buy a frost shield during the winter months.
Not only do you refuse to buy one, we bought you one and you refuse to use it.
Okay. Una Cooper, how are you doing?
Good.
I think really you should call them Una's Looney Tunes. It's Marie in Galway.
Marie.
Yeah, Una's Looney
Love
Tunes.
It.
Yeah.
Love it.
Very good.
The Morning Donald Soup here in Galway. Any chance I can get my own song there onto that album with Una? I think we might make a killing.
Look at this now, Una. People are jumping on board your bandwagon now.
Oh, my God, collabs.
What kind of songs are you singing on the site there, Soup?
And when I'm not diving, I'm having no hell, it's no
It was so bold, you had to beep it.
Yeah, it's explicit. I can't remember what the question was for a service.
We can have explicit on the B side.
The B side.
Okay.
We don't have time to explain the B side now, isn't it?
Okay. 27% of adults admit they've done this while staying in the hotel. The answer was that it didn't really matter anyway. Taking the batteries out of the TV remote to use somewhere else.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah. Your toothbrush.
Ah, yeah. Your toothbrush and things like that, yeah.
Okay, cool. We're going to play Rhyme.
One of my songs
Stop it. Hi Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast Rolls. So you're still head and leather for going for a night of you singing your songs?
Yeah, 100%.
Concert.
A concert and giving out the free...
An evening with Una.
An evening with Una, yeah. an intimate and give out the free
Just
CDs.
You and the kids.
Have an album. It's going to be an album party. It's like, I'm telling you, it's going to work.
Will it be available on vinyl?
Sure thing. How do I get it on vinyl?
What? Get a company to make it.
I don't have the money for that. If someone will sponsor me, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Hey, my songs. People love the songs.
What did Kevin from Longford like your songs? He was playing Rhyme It this morning.
Think on the spot.
Come on.
You're up against the clock.
Sing it. Don't take
the hit. You gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock.
Come on, Kevin.
Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it.
Warren, how are you doing? How are you doing?
Yeah, good, man. How are you today?
All right, no, not too bad.
Good. On your way into work, you seem to have one of those jobs that nobody understands what you do. Is that correct?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, you wouldn't. There's no point even trying to explain it. Like, yeah, I just give out funds to lads for attractors and stuff like that. So.
Grand. Financial relationship manager. We did Google it and the description was too long. It looks like if you get that job, it's kind of your quids in. So well done.
Well
Kev.
Done to you, Kev.
Cheers, Una. Thanks. Yeah.
Heading to a wedding soon, are you?
Yeah, wedding on Thursday. We can't wait. A bit of cracking for the weekend. So.
A Thursday wedding. Do you have Friday off then?
Yeah, I think it's a Thursday. It could be a Thursday, Friday, Saturday kind of affair. I imagine that's the way it's looking. So.
God.
Brilliant.
Yeah. There'll be bits of me coming back up the road, but sure, look, it'll be a good crack.
You'd be grand. You'd just be responsible now. What kind of gift do you reckon you're going to be thinking? I've a wedding coming up next summer, and now it's an abroad wedding. So I don't know.
The rules are different.
Oh, do you not need to get a present if it's abroad?
You don't. You can. It just doesn't need to be large.
Okay, grand. So like a Toblerone or something.
Oh God. I don't know. I get in trouble with the rules of the wedding.
This is very, very true. All right, cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Abroad weddings are, it's different. It's different, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. You're at a pony show over the weekend as well. How was that?
Actually, no, it was a few horses around.
Grand. Come here, Una's itching to ask you something.
What am I asking?
About your songs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is going to be good. I can see this is going to be good.
No. I'm just wondering. Do you like, would you buy... The what is it called again?
Una's
Looney Tunes album.
Sure, I suppose, why not? Like,
but like, do you like the songs on it?
Well, I have a child, so I suppose they could listen to it, couldn't they?
But some of them are, you know, some of them are quite adult. So
take your socks off, wife, and point your pinky at me. Your toes bring me so much joy.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah, no, you're not selling it to me here. No, no,
right. Come on. That's a banger. The Lovely Toes of Clonus for feet enthusiasts all over the world.
Is that the best track on it?
It is, yeah.
It's not, no.
Is that the B-side?
That's the B-side.
Come on, there.
Have you heard the... We've got the GAA. That's another belt. Anyway, we'll play that later on. We'll play it later. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
Rhyme it this morning. The game is you've got to rhyme every answer with the word that we give you. And you have 30 seconds. Get the high score at the end of the week. You win the contents of Una's drawers. All right. The word that you have to rhyme with this morning, Kev, is?
Mug. M-U-G. Mug.
Lovely.
All right. Okay. Your time starts now.
To make the hairdryer work, you'd put what in the wall?
Plug.
When I'm feeling anxious, I need a what?
Pug.
A type of small dog with a funny face?
Pug.
When I'm asked a question and I don't know the answer, I make this movement?
Shrug.
A container with a handle and a lip for pouring drinks?
Mug.
Another word for antibiotics when you're unwell?
Drug.
A harmful microorganism or a bacterium?
Bug.
A type of small boat that used to pull other boats?
Tug.
At a time, unfortunately.
Was that not on the nose?
No, it was not. It went like this. It went, meh, and he went, bug.
No. No. I actually went tug.
Oh, tug even, yeah. Whatever. It rhymes. We got six. The one that you missed out on, number five, was a container with a handle and lip for pouring. You said mug. It's a jug.
Yeah,
should know your mugs from your jugs.
But six is solid.
You don't want to make that mistake. Where would you like a kiss on me mug or me jugs?
Oh my god.
Alright, hey, it's a family show. You got six, so that is the highest score so far, and if that's not beat, bet this week you win the contents of Una's drawers.
And I'll send you out a copy of my CD with the lovely toes of Clonus on it. Right?
When you sign it. When you sign it for me.
She will. She'll sign a picture of her mug. That's all right?
Come here. Cheers.
All right, thanks, cheers, Kev. Bye-bye. Bye. Are you on my Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast Rolled. Our mystery guest of a Monday, you knew definitely from clue two and three, you were in there.
I was in, yeah. This is a great mystery guest.
I didn't know the story at all.
Oh, I was all over it. Yeah.
It was pretty good. Oh my God, it's Monday and I'm really nervous about today because the last time we had a mystery guest, Una had set me up and I'm going to be doing a burlesque dance in September.
At the Heart of Ireland Burlesque Festival.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
The video is on our Instagram at This Is I Radio. So, you ready for Mystery Guest Monday?
Yeah.
Good morning, Mystery Guest.
Good morning.
Hello.
Ooh. Okay, all right. I've got some clues.
An accent. Okay, go on.
One of Ireland's most recognisable comedy creators and actresses.
Okay.
Any ideas yet? Mm. No. Her sketches about Irish life regularly go viral online.
This could be what's the last clue?
Last clue is she had an unfortunate romance with an Irish man go viral last year.
Hold on a second. No way. Is this little drowned rat Teresa Rowley?
It's me, babe.
Oh my God, I am obsessed. I was glued to your videos. That absolute, I can't even say
what
he did. Oh my God, this is amazing. Okay, so Teresa, you had a terrible experience with a man from Ireland. Tell us about all of it. Tell us everything from the start.
Oh my gosh, from the start. I mean, it wasn't terrible from the start. It was wonderful from the beginning. It was fairy tale. We met over Instagram, as all fairy tales begin, right? Mm-hmm. The proper start. So I flew over with a friend to Ireland, experienced Ireland, fell in love, was very public with him online. And then just before Christmas, got the dreaded hey girly message from another woman that he was also chatting it up with and having quite a time with. So the rest is history.
Oh,
now
my God.
I'm a scorned lover.
Okay, so it was magical at the start and you were documenting like this wonderful. Did he go over to visit you or was there another trip back before him doing the dirty?
Yeah, doing the dirty. That's what the kids are calling it these days. Yeah, so I came to Ireland, posted about it, then Tourism Ireland reached out and said, hey, do you want to come back? And I, of course, said yes. So I came over here twice and then he came to visit me in Texas during Thanksgiving.
Okay, so this is pretty serious. Yeah. You got an email from someone or an Insta message?
Yeah, I got a DM from a girl who let me know that he had been cheating, essentially, and she had quite a bit of proof, so we're no longer together.
Oh, and was it with her that he was cheating with, or someone else?
With her and other people as well.
God damn.
Oh my gosh, yeah, the absolute...
I don't know where they get the time, honestly.
I'm telling you.
I'm too busy for that kind of thing.
I know.
I'm not
right. Absolute snaky turkey. So what did you say to him when you found this out?
I was really shocked, honestly. It was completely out of character from what I had come to know about him up until that point. And it was just so different from the vibe of our relationship. And so it took me a while to kind of ingest what had gone on. It took me a couple weeks to kind of like come to terms with it. We had been so public about our relationship online up until that point. So I was at a crossroads of like, okay, do I just let this dissipate and not say anything? Or should I talk about what happened? And I finally decided to talk about what happened, thought that I owed it to myself and to women out there who have gone through something similar. So people seem to connect with it.
100%. I know I did.
Yeah, sadly.
So has this experience now put you off Irish men?
You know, people keep asking me that. I don't know. I don't know that I can completely say. I'm here in Ireland now, so I'll be surrounded by Irish singles, Irish men tonight. So we'll see if I'm put off.
I think you should dip your toe back in. Do you know?
Do you?
I think you should dip your toe back in. Listen, from your own experience with your man, you had a great time. I bet he was good crack.
Yeah.
Made you laugh.
It was wonderful at first. Yeah,
twinkle in his eye. Look, he was a bad egg, right? But I'm sure if you dip your toe back in, you will find a lovely Irish man, because there's a lot of them out there.
Well, listen, it's been lovely to meet you, and I hope everything works out for you, and very best of luck in finding love.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
How cool is she? I like a mystery guest like that.
Yeah.
What a wild story as well.
Amazing.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Big weekend for dads. It's Father's Day on Sunday. Don't forget. Get that card made and get him whatever he needs in his life. You know, thank you.
I like dad bods and I cannot lie.
Don't ruin it.
Why?
I thought you going to do that song by the end of the week.
I will do the song, but that's just a little teaser.
Okay.
I like man boobs and I cannot lie.
Anyway, we wanted to try and find out the dad of 2026. Why is your dad a legend? God.
So Father's Day is this weekend. Don't forget us. We're very important people, you see. And we want to celebrate dads. And we want to know is what makes your dad the biggest legend? Has he come to your rescue? What has he done? We'd love to get some voice notes so we can crown possibly your dad as being the absolute dad of the year, 2026. Imagine having that title. Like, not only does he get a mug saying best dad ever, but dad of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Huge.
087-102-107, send us your voice notes. Have you any examples of your dad being a legend?
My dad's a massive legend. Like, when I was young in primary school, I sometimes would forget my lunch. So then I would ring my dad to come and bring me lunch. And he was like, is there anything you want? And so, well, I suppose the cookies, the chocolate chip cookies and the crisps. Yeah, that'd be good. And he'd come back with a box of chocolate chip cookies for me.
Stop.
And crisps. Yeah, I don't.
So it's his fault for hooking you up first.
Hooking me up, yeah. So I would at least once a week forget my lunch. And oh, also, he used to put a hot water bottle in my bed for me before I went to bed, so it was nice and warm and cozy.
Aww, that's really sweet.
So sweet, yeah.
Your mom was like, she's grand. Okay, what makes your dad a legend? All right, has he come to your rescue like the way Una's dad did with an entire box of cookies?
Yeah.
Which is what's wrong with you right now? It's like, it's like, that's why you're addicted to cookies.
And cookies and chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not addicted. I can stop whenever I want. I just don't want to.
I know.
Yeah.
The hardest part of this is admitting that you have an issue.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
No,
See? We're here for you. All right. 087-102-107. In fact, your dad organized this.
It's he did.
What's it called again?
It's an intervention.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an intervention.
Goodness, surprise. We're not doing a thing about dad for Father's Day. This is an intervention for you.
We are doing a thing about dads for Father's Day. We want to know why your dad is a legend.
All right. I tell you what, loads of messages coming in about people who are absolutely loving their dads and saying how amazing that they are and why they are absolute legends. This one has really, really got to us this morning. Really like this.
My dad is a legend because he was a stay-at-home dad my entire life, but he also worked nights because he was a publican, so we owned a pub. So from like 6:30, 7:00,
mm-hmm.
he worked all through the night, every night when we were younger, and would be up at 8:00 in the morning getting us up for school. he'd have the breakfast ready, he'd have our clothes ironed right up till when we were in secondary school. He had school lunches packed prior, the night before, and he always had it done. And then on top of that is when I got near the end of my secondary school years, he let my mum, who was working full time, go back to college as a nurse. So not only did he have three kids in school, he had my mum in college, and he ironed her clothes every morning, and he used to help proof everything, and he used to help us do our homework while running the pub all the time. He did basically two jobs, and it was amazing. He also would help if we ever had a wardrobe malfunction. He would also help knit and sew every patch, seam, everything back together, like everything. He was a whiz. He is the best.
Wow. Grace wants to know, is your dad taking any more kids on board? What an absolute legend.
Unbelievable.
All right, Grace, your dad is definitely in the running for Dad of the Year. We'll get more messages on this tomorrow at 087-1102-107.
Are you on my team?
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
The hairy situation, and get it off your chest.
It's a very hairy situation. The poor girl, she went to her hairdresser. The hairdresser destroyed her hair, dyed it a completely different colour, a darker colour, denied it at first, and then was like, okay, I can fix this, but you got to stay here for an extra 3 hours.
You relate to this because this has happened to you before.
This happened to me before, yeah, and I got no law from the hairdresser.
Just kind of sucked it up and just went around your life.
That's it, yeah.
When are you going to get it fixed?
Hey, no, this is years ago what happened to me. No, my hair is all stopped.
The fringe is definitely something that talks to me on a daily. Because all I can see across the desk is Una's fringe. And when she moves side to side, it's like, what's going on? And the fringe just moves with it. It's funny.
I should set up an Instagram account to the fringe.
You should.
Yeah. Because you know what kind of a mood I'm in, by the way the fringe moves as well, don't you?
If it's moving frantically, I know I'm in trouble. Anyway, here's Get It Off Your Chest.
Get It Off Your Chest this morning. Just remember, if there's anything that you want to get off your chest, we'd love to hear from you. 087-1102-107. Who's doing what? Getting the what off the chest this morning?
Okay, this is from Katie. She says, hey, I need to get this off my chest because I really feel like I've been done over. I recently went to get my hair done. My usual hairdresser was away, so I went to one of the other top stylists. I showed her a picture of what I wanted, which was pretty basic, a trim and semi-permanent copper, what I get done all the time. It's just basic hair maintenance. Anyway, long story short, she basically got the colour wrong and my hair was nearly a dark brown. I said it to her and she said, oh no, that's just the lighting. But when I insisted it wasn't, she said, okay, look, I can fix this, but it's going to take a few hours. I was there for another 3 hours. I think she actually put bleach in my hair to lighten it and then put the colour in. So the colour is okay now, but she cut my hair way too short. She charged me full whack after all the trauma. I went back the next day after speaking to my housemate to ask for my money back. The hairdresser wasn't there, but the owner was. And the owner said that she trusts her staff and that unfortunately she couldn't provide a refund. Surely this isn't okay. Has anyone else been in a situation like this? And what do you think I should do, Katie?
Oh, that's a tough one. Like, I would imagine that it's a case of, like, if you've walked out and paid and then left, that's the sign, sealed, delivered. It's done. The job's done. Instead of you going home and somebody says, what happened to your hair? It's, you know,
but
what I mean?
I suppose you're just like, you're in a bit of shock at the time and you're kind of going, wow, so they're actually charging me for this. But because you're Irish and you don't like complaining, so you're like, okay, here we go. But then you go home and you have this conversation with your housemate who riles you up and is like, look at the state of your hair. Yeah. And you paid for this. And you didn't ask for this. And you were in there an extra 3 hours longer. That's not okay.
So off you go the next day, marching back in.
And the owner gives you no law.
Is there no, like, is the customer is always right gone out the window now with that type of thing?
It looks like it. That is why just when you find a hairdresser,
stick with them.
Cling to them.
Let them be your best friend.
Yeah, because they are. They're kind of like
therapists.
Yes. Yes. You go in and you just, either you go in and you don't want to say anything, or you go in and you spill out your life story and they give you all their advice. They're lovely. They're lovely people, hairdressers.
The
yeah.
What have you got something coming up that you need to get done? That you're, my hairdresser's listening. I'm buttering them up right now.
No.
It'd be interesting to see, has anybody ever had a situation like this and what is the outcome of it as well? Like that you've had a bad experience with a hairdresser. Have you gone back in and they've been like, all right, we'll hold up our hands, you know, here's your money back. Or you've been told, no, tough, you paid and you left and it's a day later.
Well, that's the something similar happened to me years and years and years and years and years ago. They cut way too much off. It was like two different haircuts. It was like different at the front, and then it was like longer at the front and way shorter at the back. It was strange.
Business of front, party around the back.
So I went back in and I was like, I did not ask for this, and I got no law either. They were like,
oh,
because I had paid, and they were like, no, sorry, this is what you asked for. And I was like, I clearly didn't. I'm trying to grow my hair, not chop it.
Yeah, well, if you look back at the footage now, you said that it was lovely, it was fine, and you paid money and you walked out. All right, 087-1102-107. Have you ever had a situation where your hair's been an absolute disaster and you went back maybe the next day or complained? Love to know, has anybody actually been successful in getting money back after having a bad do? Get it off your chest this morning. What is going on, Una?
Well, Katie went to get her hair done. Her regular hairdresser wasn't there, so she said she went with the other top stylist who ruined her hair, dyed it dark brown when it was supposed to be copper, and then denied it, and then proceeded to bleach it, and she was an extra 3 hours in there to fix her hair, and at the end of it she was charged full whack.
She paid
and then she went home and her housemate saw her, and her housemate was like, what the hell happened to you? So she went back in the next day and she made a complaint, and the manager was like, listen, I trust my staff, so sorry, no refunds here.
I wonder, is it like, so yeah, I know this can happen with hair, but what about other things that you've wanted to
exactly back? You know, they may have been faulty. Like, is a haircut faulty? You could argue that it is a faulty haircut. You know, you go to the Consumer Protection Authority. What is that called again? Yeah. That one. It's faulty goods. This is what you've done.
So quickly take a picture of your faulty haircut.
Yeah. And send it on to the Consumer Protection, what you call it.
Upload a picture of previously before it became faulty.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right. 087-1102-107. What are you saying?
Don't really think there is anything that can be done. Unfortunately, she's had that done. She paid for the service and she's not happy with it. Totally understandable. The hairdresser really did just bugger up what she wanted to get done. So she shouldn't really have had to pay full whack. But it's, you know, I think she's not going to be able to get anything out of them unless she talks to her actual hairstylist that she usually goes to and see if she can do something about it. But also, why did she not just wait for her to come back off her holidays or wherever she was?
Well, sometimes you need your hair did.
Yeah, you need your hair did.
You know, you got an occasion coming up, but maybe if you did an occasion, it could have been the last minute occasion thing.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that you put your trust in someone and something like this happens. It's the CCPC, the Consumer Protection. Hello?
Is that the CCPP? What is it?
The Consumer Protection Agency.
How's it going? I would just like to report I have a faulty haircut. All right, keep your WhatsApps coming up. 087-1102-107. Stop laughing. This is somebody's hair we're talking about.
I know. It's happened to me as well. Yeah. I can so empathise with this girl.
Get it off your chest this morning. A cut above the rest, or maybe a shortcut to a bad haircut and all the bad puns that I'm trying to come up with, but they're not working in it. I'm sorry. Don't cut me short on this story. All right, okay. I nearly died. All right, we are getting lots of messages on 087-1102-107 about this person's situation that they contacted us about.
So, Katie had a really bad experience with a hairdresser. Her own hairdresser was away, so she booked in with one of the other top stylists. She showed her a picture of what she wanted, which was pretty basic, a trim and semi-permanent copper, and it was just basic hair maintenance. Long story short, she got the colour wrong and my hair was nearly a dark brown. I said it to her and she said, oh no, that's just the lighting. But when I insisted it wasn't, she said, okay, look, I can fix this, but it's going to take a few hours. I was there for another 3 hours. So the colour is now okay, but she cut my hair way too short as well. She charged me full whack after all the trauma. But then Katie went home, her housemate saw her and was like, oh, what happened to you? So she went back looking for a refund the next day, and the owner of the salon was like, listen, I trust my employees, so you're not getting a refund.
We got a message here saying the owner of the hair salon simply lied. Yes, she can seek redress. She can go to the small claims court. It's on citizens' advice. So they sent the whole kind of small claims thing. But you really
wouldn't. That's a lot of hassle.
Like a bad haircut's only a bad haircut for a couple of days.
Not a couple of days. If it's that short. Oh, yeah. Like, what does your hair grow? An inch every 3 months or something?
I don't know.
Not mine. The ones that grow on my head, like I have to get mine done every 3 weeks.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, look it.
Sure, look it.
It'd be down to me, arse, if I didn't do that.
The owner should be a bit more compliant if you're complaining that it's not what you wanted.
Yeah.
Then again, it happens. Grow it out and get over it.
Get it off your chest this morning. Somebody had an issue with the hairdresser, didn't they?
Katie's very upset. She went into the hairdresser. Her usual hairdresser wasn't there, so she went for the other top stylist. She showed her a picture of what she wanted. Pretty basic, a trim and semi-permanent copper. The hairdresser ended up dyeing her hair dark brown and then said, oh no, she was seeing things. It was just the lighting. But then said, look, I can fix it, but it's going to take longer, and it was an extra 3 hours. And she was charged full whack when she went in the next day to complain. The owner of the salon was like, listen, I trust my employees and you have the colour you wanted now. So there you go.
Get the bouncers, get the dogs, get them out of here. Jennifer, good morning.
Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
So what's your take on this? Is the person entitled to a refund, or should they go and just like grow it out and get over it?
Oh God, to me, absolutely a refund, yeah.
Really?
Like, to sit there, yeah, to sit there so long to get your hair done, and then, like, for it not to be the result you wanted, and then another 3 hours, like, she knew she did wrong if she spent 3 hours fixing it, in my opinion.
Well, the fact...
100%,
but
yeah.
The fact that you sat there and went, because, like, at the end of every chop and cut and hair dye, whatever like this, you always ask, how's that feeling? You always go, yeah, it's great. And then
no, I wouldn't.
You know, I think it's like it's an Irish thing, but it's also a woman thing. Like, we get traumatized by our hair.
Yeah.
And it's a case of like, oh my God, can I say anything? But I can't say anything. And then you're looking at the stylist's face and you're like, I don't want to hurt their feelings, but they've just messed up my head.
Yeah.
Are we frightened of hurting people's feelings then? When like, is that what it is? Is that we...
Absolutely. Then you get brave when you go home, you see. And you're like, someone will rile you up. Like, who in the bed, you'll go home and you talk to your housemate or a colleague.
Yeah.
And they'll rile you up. They're like, why did you pay for this? And then you get to thinking.
Yeah. I suppose, it is a lot different for lads, because our hair is generally, most of it is much shorter, and a bad haircut will grow out within a week.
Yeah.
So like, what you do in that situation is like, you don't go back and say anything, but you do go back to the barber and say how much of a slagging that you got from all the lads off the last cut. So try not to do that again.
Don't mess it up again.
Yeah.
But Jennifer, you had something happen your hair.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Tell us.
I went to a girl who was meant to be like a blonde specialist, like blonde was her thing. And my hair was quite blonde at the time, and you're like dyed blonde. But I wanted to go more on the grey side of blonde, like, you know, the ashy grey.
Ash blonde, yeah.
Yeah, and so like she was like, yeah, that's definitely doable. You know, we lighten it so much now, and then it'll take another visit to go further. So I was like, great, no problem at all. So I came out and I was like, this doesn't look right. And so I went to work, and one of my colleagues, who was like a good friend of mine, she grabbed me by the ponytail when I got to work, and she's like, what have you done to your head? And I was like, really? I thought it was just the lighting. And she was like, no, your hair is green. And so we had a work awards ceremony coming up, like awards night coming up a couple of days later, and my dress was green. And she was like, please tell me this wasn't like a fashion move. And I was like, no, it really wasn't. Like, something has to be done here. So I text the girl, and like, she replied back to me pretty much straight away. And she's like, oh, do you know, I thought there was a tinge, all right, but you know, I wasn't sure. And alarm bells were like ringing. I was like, hang on now, she knew this was the case, and she sent me out the door anyway. Yeah. And so she told me to come back in and she'd fix it. I was thinking, great, I'll come out, my hair will be fine, I don't expect a refund. If she's going to fix it, that's fine. So she bleached bathed my hair, and it was like, it wasn't fixed by any shape or means. I came out with hair less blonde than I went in.
Oh my God.
Because she had to like tone it back. And on top of that, she charged me to blow dry my hair.
To add insult to injury, Jennifer.
That
absolutely
deserves the air horn of the day.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
She sent you out the door with green hair, and then she charged you to come back in after she damaged it. Oh my days.
I was traumatized and I was shocked, and I was like, do you know what? I actually can't do this. I paid her the money and left.
So you never went back to her and told her?
Never.
You know, you could actually take her to court for that.
Oh my.
No, you can't.
I was so traumatized by it all. I went to a different hairdresser who actually ended up fixing it in the end, and then I just stuck with her after that.
There you go.
Yeah, same.
But I was loyal. I never told her who the hairdresser was that did it in the first place. And oh, I still never told anyone her name.
Well, let's keep it that way.
Yeah. All right.
Listen to me.
No, I don't want to get sued on radio.
Exactly.
The CCPC, someone just sent in a message there. You can absolutely claim for a bad haircut in Ireland. No, Jennifer, there you go.
There'd be a queue around the door, especially if I'm looking around this room.
I wish I knew that then.
Thank you so much, Jennifer, and have a great day and have a good haircut as well, all right?
You too. Thank you so much, guys.
Cheers. There you go.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
And that, my friends, was the show. Breakfast rolled. Ooh, yeah.
So I'm off to write a song for the dads. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I like dad buds and I cannot lie. That's as far as I've gotten, so yeah.
It's as far as he's gotten because I gave you the idea.
Oh my God, okay, fine. You said the one time you gave me an idea for a song.
Really?
Really, yeah.
Stop.
It's the truth.
He's in the sea.
So yeah, I'm going to go work on that now.
You do that.
It's going to be a banger.
It is, and I'm going to go home. An hour's drive ahead of me. I'm like, oh God, it's late in the day.
Clock out Cooper, strikes again.
Hell yeah. All right. Like, share, subscribe. Thanks for making it this far. We'll see you tomorrow.
Remember, the lovely toes of Clonus.
And we're gone.